This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because that socialist you elected is your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Not the show to tune into to learn the English language. I just said with me. It's not with me. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I know she's chomping at the bit to come on. Let me bring her back. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host every Friday. Always appreciate her time with me as well. Hey, show, you know what? Is that meat sauce cooking on your stove?
I'm chomping at the bit to have
meat sauce. That's just pressure. That's just pressure you don't need to have.
Mm-hmm. And you have to stay on an extra hour after I leave.
I know.
While I'm eating my meat sauce.
I'll be thinking about that. Although, it's not my meat sauce, so I'm not totally excited.
I don't know if it's going to be any good. It's not going to be Joe Messina meat sauce.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm glad you understand that. It makes me happy.
I understand.
Yeah, there you go. Anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. So.
It's soul food meat sauce.
Is that what that is? Okay. Yeah. That would be a first. I've never had soul food meat sauce, I must say.
Yeah, we put ham hocks in it.
Yeah, although I've had it. That's soul food, then I've had Italian soul food. Oh, yeah.
I don't do ham, huh?
No, my grandfather, they wasted nothing. They put everything in a sauce.
Well, my relatives were like that, too, but also they were getting real food off the farm. So yeah. I'm not mad at that. But the stuff that we eat now from the markets, and earlier today we were talking about fast food, I can't even.
Oh, I can. Easily.
I know you can.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway. What?
Do we have to talk about Black Lives and how they matter again?
Well, you said you wanted to finish it up on the other side of the
I forgot. It's been a long day.
I drove all the way
to La Palma. To take a
in Massachusetts really know what that means.
Okay, so Massachusetts, imagine what it would be like to drive an hour and a half in traffic to take a test that you've been studying for months and you probably flunked it, and people treated you like you were a jailmate, and you won't find out if you passed it or not for another 3 to 5 business days. So if I'm a little on edge.
Yeah. You're on edge. All right. So yeah. Trump did a town hall, I don't know if you remember, I think it was last week.
I watch all of them.
Fox News.
Okay, and with Laura Ingraham.
Was that who it was with? Okay.
If you're talking about the town hall, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, ultimately what ended up happening, to CNN's chagrin, is that Trump won over the independents.
Ooh,
and it made the undecided independents. And, you know, CNN's like, how is that? These people pay, aren't they, don't they know who he is? Yeah, they know who Joe Biden is, too, you know?
I was going to say, did they think that Joe Biden was going to win over the independents? I would be more concerned if, I don't know, I can't even think like CNN, but the fear or the concern or the thought was Robert Kennedy was going to win over the independents. And for you to say that Trump actually...
Well, I told you when you said that, that wasn't going to work.
You told me a lot of things that were wrong.
Yeah, like the Pledge to America. Oh, no, that was you. I'm sorry. Anyway.
We'll see. It's left to be seen.
No, but my point is that most independents have left, like, the Republican Party. They tend to be more conservative, but not overly conservative, and down the hall to the right. So, if you went to public school, you know what that means.
I do know what it means. I left the Republican Party, but I don't think that makes me less conservative. I think it made me more conservative.
No, I don't believe it makes anybody less conservative. I think they get mad that the Republicans don't stick to what they say they were going to do.
Don't stand up. They have no cojones. Can I say cojones?
Yeah, you can, because nobody really knows what that means anyhow.
Okay, good.
But one of them said it's hard to argue with his common sense America First policies, and I think the catchphrase is America First, especially after 3 years of Joe Biden's purposeful destruction of America. Now, this isn't coming from a right-wing lunatic. This is coming from an independent, middle-of-the-road type of person. So maybe they're saying it.
It's so obvious what Biden... I was just listening to a broadcast before I got home
today.
You
listened to another... Oh, God. Anyway, go ahead.
I meant I listened to yours.
Oh, got it. All right, good. Yeah.
But when I couldn't get yours, and another one came on, so I had no choice but to listen to theirs. And just to hear what we're going through, what we've been going through for the past 3 years, is just amazing. And I don't know how anybody with any common sense... I used to think that independents were people who were kind of like they were kind of useless. I'm going to be honest. I used to think that independents were kind of useless and they straddled the fence and they were too scared to make a decision. But when I got so angry with the Republican Party for not having the cojones to stand up for what conservatives were supposed to believe in.
Hold on. We're going to be back and we're going to talk about useless independence. That's your words, not mine.
Yeah.
All right, be back in a few minutes. People, don't go far. A lot more with Sonya Schmidt when we return.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. $1,000. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
That's why I keep saying Italian women are dangerous. Jump in, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROCHO. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And then do the right thing. Stick by what you believe to be truth. It really is that simple. It ain't that hard. Sonya Schmidt joins me as she does every week as my co-host on Fridays. I always appreciate her time with me. And she was talking to me about, useless independence or something like that? Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I talked to you about private
stuff. You want me to replay it for you?
What? It's been a long day. You cue me in and I will tell you. But, yeah, I tell you about stuff.
You said that you at first thought that independents were useless. They were all on the fence.
Yes.
They wouldn't. And then you became one. You became
and
useless.
And I became one. But I only became one because Republicans were so feckless. And they were so undependable? Is that a word? Undependable? You can't depend on them for nothing. And I learned from you when I thought, oh, no, they're going to do what they say they're going to do. They've got this contract and they're going to do it. And you let me know years ago that that's a bunch of hooey.
I love you. Remember? Oh, God. Seriously? Give me something else that they've done that they said they were going to do.
So who do we depend on?
We depend on us. That's who we depend on.
Bingo.
Okay. Vote them out. I don't know what to, you know, I don't know what to tell people on a regular basis. They'll ask me questions about this kind of stuff. And I go, look, do your own homework. Decide who you're going to vote for. Sometimes there are moderate Democrats. There are conservative Democrats. And they are better than moderate Republicans. Because moderate Republicans usually lean very far to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the person. What did they vote for? How have they acted? What have they done? That's really what you got to look at.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Oh, she's going to get me in trouble.
So, and we can talk about it on this show. So Trump's, you know, there's a lot of talk about who Trump will decide upon for his VP choice. And now it's kind of looking like, I guess it's like Vivek, Christina, what's the Democrat who...
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yes, her. I think those are the last holdouts. What's your opinion on that?
On who he should choose?
Well, on the three of those and who he should choose. Yes, absolutely.
Who was the first one? I got Kristi Noem.
Kristi, Vivek, and
Vivek would be a no. He would be a cabinet spot for me because he's got
what cabinet spot? Everybody says that, but what cabinet?
Probably. I would. I don't know if I wouldn't go with the an economic position. Seriously.
Oh, that's not bad.
You know, he's got to say he understands how it moves, how it works. Something that requires
that's good.
Together, transportation maybe. I don't know. I think
that would be a wasted no. I think you're right
well,
the first point.
We have some real problems in our transportation world, starting with our train systems and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, I would sit down with him and discuss with him if I was Trump and see which position he felt that he would be most effective.
Right. No, that's a given. But I was curious where you thought. I like that economic.
Yeah.
The guy clearly.
Kristi Noem does not have world experience in any way. She's, she's a local, if you would, and she's done a great job running the state. She knows how to reach out for help, if you've been following her at all. She knows how to reach out to people who can consult with her and help her move through this stuff, which I find very important to be able to do, because a lot of people can't do it, or won't do it, I should say, right? So, the vice president position is quite ceremonial in a lot of ways, right? Waiting for the president to die so they can fill in. But other than that,
but since Kamala, we've learned that it's a little bit more than ceremonial.
Well, that's because she's had to go for Joey B, who's comatose most of the time. She's had to go and do things.
So we want somebody who, although it's ceremonial, we want somebody who can
slide into that position.
Exactly, and Kristi definitely fits that slate.
Yeah, I just don't. I would be more concerned about her foreign policy. The way she would handle foreign policy. It's just like DeSantis.
And I don't know any.
Well, with DeSantis, I said to you, the big problem with everybody getting excited about DeSantis is that he has got a Republican legislature. He's got people that will do what he wants them to do,
right,
and are on the same page. When you start dealing with all the states,
the congressmen,
you got to think of it all. Now he's got to fight almost on every issue, especially today.
But what I think we see with Kristi is that she's a fighter. She's not going back down. Now, I'm not promoting Kristi because she's my mayor of South Dakota. So, yeah. And I don't want to lose her for that. That's the reason she was the
I like her commercials.
Star.
I would vote for her just because of her commercials.
Exactly, the commercials. I bought property there based on her.
So,
but, so I don't want to lose her.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much I haven't been following, so I don't know how much more time she has as governor because.
Yeah, I don't either, to be honest.
You know, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how many terms. I think she's already served two terms. I don't know how many they get there. But,
have you heard about the scandal, though?
Isn't there always one?
Well, but if they're real, how will they hurt and how will they help? If she's messing around.
What's the scandal? Does she slip around?
She's having an affair.
You mean
no.
Like.
No. Oh. No, the scandal is, and it just broke last night, is that she's having an affair with Corey Lewandowski, who is a Trump dude.
Okay.
So that's not going to help her.
No.
If we're going against Fonny.
But if we're going to hold. If we're going to hold them to those kind of principles.
No, but if we're going to stand up against Fonny, we can't, you know.
Yeah. All right. No, you got me on that one. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Corey
love her.
Corey Lewandowski.
So.
I mean, she's cute.
And
he's like. He looks like he could stop a freight
train. She can do better.
Yes.
That's what I just text somebody. I'm like, mm-mm. I don't believe this because she can do so much better than Corey Lewandowski.
You know? Oh, God. Yeah. You just ruined my dinner. God bless.
She can pull more.
All right. Then you got Tulsi Gabbard, right?
Tulsi.
She's
so
got,
what do you think about that?
She's got the, except for the Frankenstein hairdo.
Oh, my God.
The wife of Frankenstein, right? She's got that gray streak.
Went there.
Yeah, I did.
I have never noticed that, and I'm a woman who's supposed to be catty.
Oh, come on.
Never.
Really?
All right, I'm gonna Google her.
She said it was a natural growth, and she just let it grow out, and she likes it. So, anyway, she...
Would you say that about a dude?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I couldn't. If I saw a dude with a flat head and short hair, I'd say, yeah, you look like Frankenstein. You know,
yeah, that's true because you just talked about Lewandowski. Yeah. So, yeah. All right,
we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, and I will tell you what I think about Tulsi. You know.
All right.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News Update. The judge has denied a request from former President Trump's legal team to postpone the enforcement of $355 million in penalties in his civil fraud case. Trump's defense team sought a 30-day delay, citing the need for an orderly post-judgment process. President Biden announced Friday the U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
The sanctions are in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Volkswagen is recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk. The car manufacturer indicates that compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models produced between 2015 and 2020. John Schaefer, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. No, we're not. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Such 855
Real Joe. Yeah, I know. It's funny. It's funny, huh? Funny. Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855. Seven. You ever watch that, what was it? God. I hate what I do.
What?
Smokey and the Bandit.
I haven't watched it in 100 years. You were watching it.
Did you watch it?
When I was like 3, yes.
3. Give me a break. I was down in Georgia when it hit.
Georgia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was down there and they're all excited and everybody's. But you like Froggy in that movie. You know who Froggy was? Sally Field. And do you know why he called her Froggy?
Because she looked like a frog.
No, because she kept moving around. And she didn't sit in one place at one time.
Oh, so are you going to complain about how I...
I have to frame you up every commercial. Am I that boring? Really? Seriously. Come on, just you and me.
You got your own special complaints about the world.
I know.
Yeah, we got big things happening here. We got Joey B. We got Kamala. We got Ukraine. We got Russia. We got immigration. And you go, I gotta set up the frame of the camera.
You're in the entertainment world. You understand what the framing's all about.
I do, and that's why.
You know, otherwise, I get half of your face. You know.
I completely understand.
You know what I'm gonna do?
But I have time? To. No.
I'm gonna make half of your face match up with half of my face and look like a Sonya Joe.
I like that idea.
Oh, figures. God bless.
That's funny. And
I forgot what we were talking about.
I don't know, but I'm always...
You're no help.
Funny. I told you. You got to tell me what we're doing because tonight I had to drive to L.A.
and take a test that I flung. Did the rest of you already hear this? You want to hear it again? All right, go ahead.
It's the top of the hour. They need to hear it again. They need to hear my pain.
Oh, God.
That's all that. Really.
I am not Bill Clinton or Billy Bob Clinton.
I understand your point.
Yeah. So
I'm so tired. I can't even do.
Oh, I know what we're talking about. Stop it. Let me finish because I'm going to forget.
Okay.
All right. So first of all, you want the VP choices, right?
Oh, that's right. This is
right. And the last one was Tulsi Gabbard. And I said to you,
"You don't like her Frankenstein
Corrected me and said, "No, it's the Bride of Frankenstein." I said, "Okay,
exactly."
Fine,
but I don't have a problem with it. Well, so what's what? Why? What?
So I don't know. I mean, everything she says, and her, you go listen to her podcast for the last 3 years. She has somewhat acted like a female Trump. You know, this is what we should be doing. We shouldn't be doing wars. We shouldn't be doing this. We shouldn't be bailing out this. She does have a few more squishy things that she has dealt with. She was a fighter pilot, so she served in the military. She's seen what happened overseas and what our men and women have been put in front of. So she has some real world experience, and you know she has discussed in detail not what she would do as president, but what we need to be doing as a country. So I wouldn't be against that. Against her switching party. But what I'm concerned with, and it's not just because of what you said, most people are only bringing up women. And I don't want him to get locked into feeling like he has to do
a
woman.
You know what?
Not you, him. I mean, most people.
No.
Of
all the people, I don't think Trump is doing that. I think he's really bringing forth the best, most prominent people. I don't think Trump has been really incredible about putting the proper people in the proper places, and I don't think it's not a matter of gender or sex. He just does what he does, and in his case with construction of his buildings and all that, if the best person is a woman, that's what he does. I don't feel like
he's known for doing that.
He's known for doing that. Unfortunately, the left doesn't promote that.
They
don't
care.
They don't care. Because out of all the women I can think of, Tulsi and Tulsi, I guess.
What about Tim Scott?
Why did you do that?
No. You can blame people in the chat room. Somebody brought up Tim Scott.
Okay, then politely I will say he's not the best guy for the job.
Okay.
Okay, so.
How about for a cabinet position?
I don't know.
Health and Human Services.
I don't know what that even does, but I will tell you. I don't know what that cabinet is.
Okay.
Ta-da!
It's the one next to the garbage disposal cabinet.
Yeah, okay. It's obviously from my response, I don't care. But, you know, as opposed to a Ben Carson, who's such an accomplished, incredible man, I can see how, I don't know that HUD was the place for him, but with his background, it's, you know, I don't know. But I think that Tulsi and Kristi Noem are great choices, and I don't know for Trump if he went down that line of, we got to find a female like the left does. These are just incredible, incredible people. I don't want to lose Kristi from Dakota, South Dakota. And like you said, she may not be.
I hear you.
There's some rumors. And if the rumors are correct, I don't know that she's going to qualify. Tulsi, I'm really concerned about because I really like her in many areas. I don't think she's MAGA. And I think that Trump's draw is MAGA, and I think they're going to be, I think we, and I consider myself MAGA. I don't know that we're going to trust her because she is a Democrat. She was a Democrat. She realized what the Democrat Party.
I mean, look at Ronald Reagan was a hardcore Democrat.
Oh, that's true.
Right? Does Evan say it?
But he hasn't. But she hasn't renounced it.
She left the party. She's independent, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that ain't far enough to be.
Someone like somebody else I know left the Republican Party, became independent.
But I was like, yes. Well, but I'm an indomaga. I'm more MAGA than I think independent. I don't know that Tulsi is gonna. I don't know that she's gonna really. I don't think MAGA is gonna respond to her.
Okay.
Although I think she's an interesting and great choice. It's all interesting. Far more interesting. We're having this conversation. Far more interesting than what's going on in the Democrat Party.
Listen to this. When she left, she said, I can no longer, let me see, I want to make sure I can read this whole thing. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. I can no longer remain in today's Democrat Party that is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers driven by cowardly wokeness who divide us by racializing every issue and stoke every anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms. They're hostile to people of faith and spirituality. They demonize the police. They protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans. They believe in open borders, weaponizing the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, dragging us even closer to nuclear war.
Well, I don't know how you pulled that up that fast. So why is she an independent and not a MAGA? That's everything MAGA.
February 8th. And that was back in 2020. She did it. February of 2020.
That's everything MAGA. If she had come out and said, I don't know. I just don't know that MAGA is going to trust her.
Okay. So, no. I'm not disagreeing with any of that. But I guess what I'm trying to say, without trying to make a case for her, is to say, look, we've had hardcore Democrats switch parties and become great Republicans.
But they don't
say that. What's that?
But they don't say all that. She's right on point.
Yep.
She's on point. Based on everything that you just read, I'm checking off her box.
She will. Now think about that. She said that in 2020 when MAGA, I won't say it was new, but there was a lot going on.
Right.
There was a lot happening. So I don't know. Maybe she was sit back and watching and thinking, oh my God, this is not good. What's going down on either side right here? So anyway,
on the other side, we'll get your choice.
There you go. We got to go to commercial break because you talked way too long. Anyway,
why is it always me?
Can't be my fault. I'm the host. Show's named after me. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Sonya after the break.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Matthew, your host. Always a pleasure. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the solution. I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with us there in the chat room and, you know, conversing. I always say it's true that you got smarter people in the chat room than myself here. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, Sonya Schmidt joins us as she does every Friday as my co-host. You're doing it to me again, aren't you?
And not as smart as the people in the chat room, too.
Huh?
Not as smart.
Well, you're smarter than I am. Although
but
that's not
as smart as the people
not a far
in the
walk
chat
to
room,
go,
is what I'm
yeah,
saying.
That's not. A, okay.
People in the chat room are smarty pants.
Yeah. Anyway, oh, God.
We were talking about Tulsi, and you just read some points that she made back in 2020, you said?
Well, yeah, it's funny how we want to harp on and or remember, I don't know if it's human nature, the negative stuff. And we forget the fact that, you know, you said it, and it's true. She's a fighter. She came out swinging.
a fighter.
You know, and she came out, and because Vanity Fair and a few others made fun of her, right, for being a god, you know, this god-fearing family woman had an affair with Corey Lewandowski. So, you know, she came out.
Wait, you're talking about Christy. I switched to Tulsi.
Oh.
All those cute little names with the eyes at the end.
That they must have been '80s women or something. I don't know.
So Christy, Vanity Fair is making fun of because she's coming out as being a Christian woman, and then all of a sudden, oopsie, yeah. She have an affair.
Well, then follow the timeline. She comes out and she endorses Donald Trump. And then Vanity Fair and others come out with a story about her having an affair.
Right.
Right?
Isn't that a coinky dink?
Yep.
Coincidence.
It's perfect. Perfect.
And it's what they do. If you watch the news, and I always talk about this, how do we listen to the media? You got to watch patterns. And this is an interesting pattern. Okay. So she becomes popular, and oh my God. It's just like if you watch the Democrats, I'm going to say something very controversial.
Uh-oh. You're going to get me in trouble again.
I hope so. The Democrats, when it comes to a black candidate, especially on the right, they will connect him with sexual abuse or assault or harassment. That's what they do. So now we're seeing this with Christine Nome of South Dakota. So she's had an affair, even though their own Bonnie Willis is one of the most notorious, as of late, affairs.
She said she didn't do anything wrong. Don't you believe? She's a woman. Don't you believe her?
Well, she said it, and what women say, you got to believe. So why doesn't that work with Christine Owen?
Because she's a female white conservative. Come on. Get with the program. Don't you understand?
You just need an racist, don't you know?
You know, it's...
If they think people aren't seeing through this, they gotta be.
Yes.
Come on now. It's gone on too long. Maybe in the beginning we didn't see it, but we see it now, people.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, even... ABC News now. I mean, they are kind of turning on her, just like they are Joey B, because they have no choice in the matter anymore. They can't keep covering for these people, right?
No. Well, I think the only reason that they're not covering for Joey B is that they are hedging their bets to find somebody to replace him. If they thought that he could carry this on, they wouldn't say nothing. But I think between, and that's another thing maybe next week we can talk about, because they've been talking about Michelle Obama becoming the replacement for the presidential candidate. What do you think about that?
We don't think about what? You faded
Michelle
away
Obama.
You're going to get me in trouble.
All right, so we'll pass on that.
So, I don't know. I would not. Do I think she could win? No.
No, that's not my question. What do you think would happen? Because we talked about your boyfriend Newsom.
Soy boy Newsom. I'm sorry. Get it right.
He's having the presidential.
You're trying to give me heartburn, aren't you? And I'm not even having any of the sauce that you made.
I can't wait to get in my meat cup. Newsom. Obama, is there anybody else? There's nobody else.
That they could run?
That they're
no,
going to
you're exactly right.
Biden
There's
now.
A lot of people that they couldn't run, wouldn't be able to, they wouldn't have the energy, the stamina to be able to push back against Trump.
It's not even that. It's like there ain't nobody else on the chopping block. There is only Newsom, who is related to Nancy Pelosi.
Well, Cuomo was going to run for president. He thought he had to go down to the removed
him. Oh, come
on. He's
been long gone.
Yeah, but
he's somewhere doing these.
So when did that stop them before?
Have you heard his name of late?
No, not. Well, I've heard his name creep out in some stories, but not.
Really?
for anything in particular. Yeah, I mean, Newsom has set himself up. I agree with that.
The two prime names that you've heard of are who? Michelle Obama.
Yes, VP.
No, dude.
I don't know. All right.
As to replace Biden for running, do you think... Okay, so maybe this is my conspiratorial thing.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to... Did you just say yeah?
I'm just agreeing with you.
I think they're going to boot Biden out one way or another. I ain't going to say how. But they're going to boot Biden out, and they're going to bring in your boyfriend names? Or in the news lately, Michelle Obama, who they're saying, oh, no, she doesn't want to have anything with politics. Isn't that what they say when they want to have everything with politics? Anyway,
no.
So those are the only two.
I have read some information around the fact that she is being poked and prodded to run.
Right.
You know, they assumably believe that she would be the first black woman to win the presidency. I'm not so sure that's true.
Big ups for the Democrat Party for their and how they see things. Black woman, doesn't matter about her credentials, if she wants to, what she could do for the country.
Mm-hmm.
Big ups, she's black female.
Yeah, and you know, there's words in the background that Obama himself is making moves to try to get her in as president, you know, get her in after the DNC situation. I don't believe people go for it. I mean, the economy was so much better under.
I know, but
go ahead.
But we said earlier, or maybe a couple segments ago, you just said something very logical. The economy was doing so much better. People aren't moved by that. They're moved by, this is Michelle Obama, all right?
Yeah.
This is an emotional move.
How about I go emotionally with you and say, it's very emotional when your husband doesn't have enough gas to get to work. It's very emotional when you can't.
That goes back to logic. Let me have. You know what? Next week we're gonna have a conversation about emotional versus logical. But you just like jump back to logical.
Well, you as a mom, you want your kids to have food. You want them to be safe. You want them to be protected.
Me as a mom is emotional, and then when I hear you, we don't go, oh, we can connect this. Am I going to get in trouble with women for saying that? But I'm just telling
no idea,
you.
But I will tell you.
Send your cards and letters to Joe Messina.
Don't you dare. You can send them to my address, but you send them in care of, you know.
I want this conversation to continue because I think the left is pushing either Newsom or Michelle. I don't see any other option for them. I think that they're starting to really worry about Joe. And they know Kamala can't step up. So they're in a really tight corner here, as we have interesting candidates.
We do.
Even if it comes to a girlfriend who won't step down for any other reason.
Well, yeah, she's not going to give up easy. Are you serious? They may say to her, look, you step down. Joe will step down first. You become president for the last couple of months there. You know, that way there you get the first woman president.
They can't do that because nobody likes her.
No. Listen, you can. It's legal. If he steps down in August or whatever, and she temporarily becomes president, you know, there's a carrot to dangle in front of her face.
Okay, but you just said it's temporarily.
Well, it would only be a couple of months until the election.
Okay, but then you got to elect her. Nobody's electing her.
Or somebody.
Nobody's electing her. So
you got 5 seconds to make your case.
Well, you know what? I would like to make my case for meat sauce.
Well, that's it. All right, go have your sauce. Leave us abandoned with that thought. We'll pick it up again next week, I'm sure. All right, Sonia, have a great weekend. I'm sure we'll talk to you next week. Don't leave your house. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour. You're stuck with just me. But that's a good thing. I promise.